Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, Chartered Surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates and new RICS guidance. RICS have published a new overall RICS APC pathway guide and individual sector specific pathway guides on the website. I'd recommend that you keep checking the RICS website as some of the new pathway guides are still in their old format, although the new summary guide confirms the changes that have been made, and assumably the new sector specific pathway guides will be uploaded soon. We're also awaiting confirmation as to the position on the associate RICS pathway guides, which aren't currently available to download on the RICS website. There are mostly minor, but some major changes throughout, so listen on. So what's changed in the overall pathway summary guide? RICS have updated the table on pages 41 to 49, competency list and descriptors, to cross-reference the various pathways against the full list of technical competencies. Rather than just having a tick next to the applicable competencies, the guide now adopts a colour-coded, optional or core technical and numerical level achievable format. This makes it far easier to understand which competencies you may select within your specific pathway. You'll need to download your sector-specific pathway guide, for example, for quantity surveying and construction, or facilities management, to check which technical competencies you can select and to what levels. If your pathway guide refers to the full list of technical competencies, the overall summary guide is where you need to refer to. An example comparison of how the document has been amended is shown on our website blog, so I'd recommend that you head there next. So what has changed in the sector-specific pathway guides? There are minor changes throughout to refer to the latest RICS mandatory and best practice guidance. You will need to ensure that you're aware of the latest additions and refer to these in your submission and interview. Even the new document is only valid on the date it's issued, so further updates may be made by the time you refer to it. The environmental surveying pathway technical competency choices have been overhauled. There are now fewer core technical competencies with a broad range of choices for the optional technical competencies. Furthermore, the investment management competency has been renamed investment management, including fund and portfolio management. The detail in levels 1, 2 and 3 remains the same, however. Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.